Time for another New Wave Heroes, the show that makes you come over all funny with nostalgia. And in this show, there's music from The Assembly, Soft Cell, The Vapors, Bananarama, Morrissey, and loads more. A classic album is The Simple Minds' Sparkle in the Rain, plus loads of other features too numerous to mention. How good is that? Let's get into it.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories. Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. This is it, you've found it. I've waited since October 1984 when that single was released to say that, and that was Frankie Goes to Hollywood. So how you doing? Have you had a good day? It's about to get a whole lot better, even if I say so myself. Loads of awesome music and memories in the next hour. But first, this email from Stuart in Manchester. He says, back in the late 70s, I was in a band called The Prevention, and we were way better than The Cure. Love the show. Yeah, I like that one. And Sarah says, have you noticed how today's generation goes out at night and calls in sick to work the next day? Our generation went clubbing, got home at 5 a.m, slept for an hour, and showed up for work in the same clothes with a hand stamp. I know, kids today, eh? Lightweights. Remember, you can contact the show by emailing studio@newwaveheroes.com.
Only the best music.
So that's the third track from Morrissey's debut solo album, Viva Hate, and it's called Every Day Is Like Sunday, but I'm sure you know that. And the internet says Morrissey was inspired lyrically by Neville Shute's On the Beach book to lament the drudgery of a seaside town. Now that doesn't sound like Morrissey at all, does it? He's normally a good laugh. Upon its release, Every Day Is Like Sunday saw critical acclaim. NME praised the song as glorious swooning pop. It's the one song on the album that will stand up as an instrumental, and lyrically, it confirms its writer's reputation as one of the most skillful chroniclers. Is that a real word? Skillful chroniclers of all that is shabby and drab and joyless in this sceptred isle. Wow, that was a sentence. I think they liked it.
Great music, great memories.
We'll be right back.
Two tracks in a row there, First you heard a bit of American New Wave, and that was from the Hooters, and that was called Satellite, which was released in 1987 as the second single from their third studio album, One Way Home. And the song you just heard, Your Love, from The Outfield, taken from their 1985 debut album, Play Deep, which was released in early 1986. And they were an English band, but didn't see much success here, but were really big in America. And that song reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100. After this next track, I'll read some fun readers' letters sent into the music press back in the day.
Retro never sounded so good.
So that's those Bananarama girls with Robert De Niro's Waiting. Right, so it's time for our retro mailbag, and this time around the letters are from Smash Hits, January 1981. Dear editor, I couldn't agree more! I don't know about boys all over the UK, but certainly on the grotty Isle of Wight, I've never seen any boys wearing makeup. But then again, they're all cowards down here. Personally, I'm sick of the sight of blokes who look as though they could sandpaper a wall with their chin. Or rugged Roger Moore types, reeking of aftershave. Which one are you, eh? And I'm sick of silly females teetering along on high heels and stinking of cheap scent. None of these boring stereotypes are attractive. Thank goodness for people like David Bowie, David Sylvian, and Dave Vanian of The Damned. Boys do look better in makeup, Yes, they do. Boys in makeup seem to have a tough, hard-edged glamour, which looks enticingly, excitingly, sleazily, sinfully, erotic. Ooh! If you don't believe me, just get an eye full of that singer and lead guitarist in the underpublished group Bauhaus. And that very passionate letter was sent in by Vampire Glam Fan. I wonder who you were. Dear editor, every week I ask myself the same question. Why do you employ morons like David Hepworth? His review of the Jam's sound effects was enough to make any blue-blooded human puke. He was meant to be reviewing the album, not trying to analyse the group or tell the great Paul Weller he tries too hard. And that was sent in by the chairperson of the We Hate David Hepworth Society, Croydon. Dear editor, who is this creep Mark Ellen who calls that great song Banana Republic by the Boomtown Rats a drab, tedious calypso shuffle? It's reached the top 10 already. So who do you think is right, Mark Ellen or the hundreds of thousands of people who have already bought it? And that was sent in by a very irritated Rats fan, South Wales. Dear editor, though I am a Boomtown Rats fan, in brackets maybe that should be was, I can't help having a sneaking suspicion that Banana Republic is all a big joke on the part of Bob Geldof. It will never cease to amaze me how Banana Republic actually managed to get in the top 40, in spite of the fact that it was the work of a very popular and normally very talented group. And that letter was sent in by a very dissatisfied and very disillusioned person. So that was our retro mailbag for this week. And you're probably right, disillusioned person. I'm not going to play Banana Republic. I'm going to play this one.
What a fantabulous show this is. Still to come, more pop-mongous music than you can quite literally shake a megatastic stick at. Let's rock.
Screeching in and loudly, pulling up the stock.
And that was the Boomtown Rats with Mary of the Fourth Form. And now it's time for the news.
Online, around the world, this is New Wave Heroes Retro News.
Organisers of the sensational Live Aid concert at Wembley Stadium have this week appealed to fans not to buy tickets from touts. The show, a star-studded benefit for Ethiopia, sold out almost immediately after the 72,000 tickets went on sale. The touts were quick to move in, and now Bob Geldof and the Live Aid team have asked disappointed fans to watch the live television coverage on Saturday the 13th of July rather than help make the vultures richer. A spokesperson said, "Anyone who spent more than £25 plus the booking fee has only helped to line the pockets of vermin and unscrupulous gangsters. Any fans who could not get tickets can still help the Band Aid appeal by watching on television and making a telethon donation to the fund." Dire Straits have announced a major British tour for December and released a new single, Money for Nothing, on June the 28th. The track is taken from their Brothers in Arms album and was co-written by Mark Knopfler and Sting, who also sings on the record. A special 10-inch limited edition version features Love Over Gold, recorded live in 1983 on the B-side. And finally, Frankie Goes to Hollywood's computer game hits the software market this week. The game will also contain a free audio cassette containing a previously unreleased live recording of Relax. The scheme has been masterminded by Ocean Software, Island and ZTT Records. The scenario is written around Frankie philosophy and the possibility of escape from a mundane experience into delights of the Pleasure Dome. And that's New Wave Heroes Retro News.
New Wave Heroes. The sound of yesterday today.
Fly away, fly away, I know just what to say. It's just a game I play. Now I'm here on my own. I'd like to be with you. I guess you always knew. Still I'm all alone. I know the story, but it all worked out. It never happens to me. It never happens to me.
That's the way my life was meant to be.
It never happens to me. It never happens to me.
Love's just a door that's locked and there's no key.
It never happens to me. I know my every line. It's just a waste of time. Guess it's all such a shame. I've seen it all before, and every time I'm sure that it ends up the same. I know the story, got it all worked out. Never happens to me. It never happens to me.
That's the way my life was meant to be.
It never happens to me. It never happens to me.
Love's just a door that's locked and there's no key.
It never happens to me. It's just a game I play. Now I'm here on my own. I'd like to be with you. I guess you always knew. Still I'm left all alone. I know the story, got it all worked out. It never happens to me. It never happens to me.
Two tracks in a row there. First you heard The Motors and Airport, and that was released in May 1978. The song reached number 4 on the UK singles chart. The Motors entry in the Encyclopedia of Popular Music, didn't even know that was a thing, notes that Airport has become a stock piece of music, often accompanying footage of airplanes or airports. So there's a lesson, kids. Forget pop music, write a cool piece of travel stock music, and that will be your pension, or a Christmas song. That's my top tip for success. And you just heard The Assembly and Never Never. And Never Never is the title of the only single released by Vince Clarke's project called The Assembly in 1983. They did that one song and then he was off down the road again, and he formed Erasure. The song features Fergal Sharkey of The Undertones on vocals, and the internet says Sharkey's performance on Never Never was a total departure from the punk sound of The Undertones. The song peaked at number 4 on the UK singles chart, and it stayed in the charts for 10 weeks. Right, so after this next track, it's time for our classic album. Keep it locked, eh? Keep it locked, as the local radio DJs say.
Totally awesome, 80s. We'll be right back.
clubland having fun, and now I'm hiding from the sun, waiting for a visitor, though no one knows I'm here for sure.
Call an 80s classic.
So that's Soft Cell and Bedsitter from November 1981. Where was your life at in 1981? That's a lifetime ago. Just think about that for a second. Nigel from Norwich has emailed in. Mate, I've been making plans for you for more than 40 years and not a word of thanks. Nigel says, a great show. Do you realise there are people alive today that have never known the joy of shopping for music at a cool record shop? Yeah, I missed that, although it's made a bit of a comeback recently. I'm not doing it again though, I've done that once already. These days, kids scroll through their phone. We used to scroll through albums. Oh, I miss those days. If you want to contact me and the show, you can by emailing studio@newwaveheroes.com or via the contact page on the website. And while you're there, you can catch up on all the shows you've missed. You won't regret it. They'll put a spring back in your step, I promise. Right, what's next? Ah yes, it's classic album time. And our classic album for this show is The Simple Minds' Sparkle in the Rain. And I'll tell you all about it after this.
Classic albums.
We'll be right back. to the waterfront. Step in, step out of the rain. I'm gonna walk on up to the waterfront. Said 1 million years from today.
Sparkle in the Rain is the sixth studio album by Scottish rock band Simple Minds and a follow-up to New Gold Dream, which is another classic. Love that album. The album has been recognised as a breakthrough commercial success for the band, and the record peaked at number one in the UK albums chart and was a huge success all over Europe. That track was called Waterfront and was one of three singles from the album, the other two being Up on the Catwalk and Speed Your Love to Me, which I'll play in a sec. Upon its release, Sparkle in the Rain received mostly favourable reviews. In the US, Rolling Stones awarded the album 4 stars out of 5, describing the record as the band's finest and their playing as weaving a complex web of sound from the unlikeliest parts. Churchy, staccato keyboards, lace-like, arpeggiated guitar lines and soaring wisps of feedback and metallic-sounding drums. I was thinking exactly the same thing.
Classic albums.
Love to feel the free world turn tonight. Run till we come on, till we be. Speed your love.
That's Speed Your Love to Me from Simple Minds' Sparkle in the Rain album, and that was the third track on side one. And that was in the charts for a month and reached the top 20 in January 1984. And here's a couple of pub quiz music round winners. You can have these. The title of the song was lifted from the line Godspeed Your Love to Me in the song Unchained Melody, performed by the Righteous Brothers. And for a bonus point, Kirsty McColl, who was a friend of the band, sings backing vocals on the song. How about that? I didn't know that. AllMusic, the American online music database, describes the song as arena rock, with keyboards bubbling through the crash and clash of the drums and guitars, rather than guiding the song from the forefront. Not sure what any of that means, but it sounds a bit lukewarm to me, but the album and the three singles from the album all did very well, so that kind of cancels out those reviews. If you're not familiar with the album, give it a listen. So we're almost at the end of the show. That must be the quickest hour of the week. Thank you for listening as always. You can contact me and the show by emailing studio@newwaveheroes.com or visit the form on the website, where you can also catch up on the shows you've missed or listen to them again. They're the gift that keeps on giving. Just go to newwaveheroes.com. I'll leave you with the Vapors and a live recording of Here Comes the Judge. See you next time. Bye for now.
Flashback.
This is our last song. It's called Here Comes the Judge, and you're all going to clap on, yeah?
What am I supposed to do? Sitting here in the Saturno as if it with no shoes on. I broke all your records and I played all your rules. Told you down the road I was nobody's fool in my school days. My school days. What am I supposed to feel? Sitting here in this eternity wheel with my frown on. Hey, come on, friends, I gotta help me pull through. Help me out of this emergency room in my suitcase. My suitcase. What am I supposed to learn? Sitting here in this electrical store with no shoes on. Hey, mister, won't you leave me alone? I think I need to use your telephone. Call my lawyer, my liar. I took a walk in the park, I tried to kiss at the door. I was trying to make you love me. I took an overdose of the perfume on your clothes. I was trying to make you happy. What am I supposed to say? Could I lock her that much anyway? She was screaming. Hey, judge's gonna help me pull through. Oh, let me out of this emergency room in my suitcase. My suitcase. What am I supposed to do? Sitting here in this eternal zoo with no shoes on. Hey, mama, don't you cry over me. I must have known it, but that's okay by me. This is my way. Just my way. Hey boy, this is your captain speak. You got your revolution to prove. We all know where you're going, and we all know where you're going. You're in trouble, boy, your ticket's not good. Hey boy, this is your captain speak. You got your revolution to prove. We all know where you're going, and we all know where you're going. You're in trouble, boy, your ticket's not good. What am I supposed to learn? Sitting here in this electrical store with no shoes on. Hey, mister, won't you hold my hand? We're gonna find a better promised land. Won't you touch me? Please touch me. What am I supposed to do? Sitting here in this eternal zoo with no shoes on. Hey, mister, won't you follow me? I must have known it, but that's okay for me. That's just my way. Just my way. I took a walk in the park. I tried to kiss at the door. I was trying to make you love me. I took an overdose of the perfume on your clothes. I was trying to make you happy. It's so right. It's so right. It's so right. I'm just a little bit zombie. It's so right. It's so right. It's so right. I'm just a little bit zombie. It's so right. It's so right. It's so right. I'm just a little bit zombie. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, I'm just a little bit zombie.